Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs. Them some thick ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do?
Ahoy, friends.
What are you doing? Why did you do that to us?
You sound somber.
Now it's low energy. Now we're low energy on a Tuesday.
Well, isn't it,
on a titillating topic Tuesday.
How am I supposed
Tuesday?
To do an exciting Masters? I'm
well, still, the I'm, Masters is over.
I'm who, on a Masters high.
Who cares about the Masters?
You sound like you're on a Masters low.
Well, again, I can't ahoy friends in a very upbeat sort of way. That's not very... When has Jim Nantz ever come back with, hello, friends?
Well, it doesn't
ahoy.
Sound sad.
It's not Krusty the Clown.
Well, why are you... Masters, that's like yesterday's news, man.
We've moved on.
We've moved on to the WNBA
makes me
today.
Sad.
The big WNBA draft. Are we going team by team breakdown?
Well, we have a WNBA draft segment today. I don't know if you know that.
Your vaginas didn't power
Whoa.
The penis rocket to space.
Wow.
There's a drop for everything. Whoa. That was not in relation to the WNBA.
Whoa.
That was a shot at Katy Perry. Thank you very much. I like that she's taking a lot of heat for being out of touch.
Shocking.
I know, right?
Katy Perry's out of touch. No way.
Who started the, remember COVID, we did the locked, who started the sing-along, the Imagine? That didn't go over very well.
Oh, that was Gal Gadot?
Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah,
I thought
that's
it was,
right.
I thought it was a singer, but it
and
wasn't.
That pains
it was,
me because I love her.
Didn't go so well. It's like, hey, everybody, let's sing Imagine in our millionaire mansions. Yeah.
Actually, you know what I like?
It's out of touch.
I have a master segment today.
Oh.
For
so
you guys.
We're back to hello.
Hello.
Ahoy, friends.
Well, I've got green jacket facts.
I thought we had moved on from
nope,
the Masters.
Nope.
So you're lying to me. You
nope.
said we've moved on,
well,
and yet
you brought
we are.
It back up, so I'm just going to go ahead and power well, right through that door.
What else is better than the Masters right now? You excited about the big play-in games?
I'm not. No.
I mean, Buck's wearing his In Steph We Trust shirt.
That's right.
By the way, I didn't know this. I was doing a little spot with Buck. Buck's a wife beater guy. I didn't realize.
Whoa.
The clothing.
Yeah.
Good God.
God, man.
What? Well, I'm not out. Well, you think
that's
like,
a drop.
You think Buck's like, yeah, I told her. She was getting a little up and he decided to backhand.
Well,
her.
You make it sound like I either sympathize with or
no.
can understand or support the wife beater.
He was wearing
but that's,
a white t-shirt today
me.
And I noticed that underneath the In Steph We Trust, I didn't picture you as a wife beater guy.
Well, it's not all the time, but like this shirt is thin enough that you know I don't need any chest hair or nips out. But
okay.
also, I'm not going to wear like a second T-shirt under my shirt.
Yeah.
So it's like it's the logical choice here.
Can someone explain to me the wife beater logic? Like,
well,
and I don't
like
and I don't
like
mean...
I just said. It's like if the shirt's a little thin and you don't want to be like nipping out.
So
or
you
like,
want an undershirt?
Yeah,
but.
But, like, you don't need a second shirt, so it's just like an underlayer.
Okay, so I guess it. I guess there's no scenario to me that a shirt is too thin. What does that mean? A shirt is too thin. Like what do
like
you need?
Can like you can yeah. see through it partially.
Why are you wearing a see through shirt?
Well, no, okay,
that's not the intent.
Wear...
But like just sometimes like the quality
yeah.
or the thicker thinness of the material is yeah. different.
If I wear a white T-shirt, mine is if I can see my tattoos through the shirt. Yeah, it's a little thin. And then you get into the weird parts. It's one thing if you can see your arms, but when you can see the nips and the chesticles and all that.
Well, and I've got quite a bit of dark chest hair here that I'm not like...
Hot.
I'm not manicuring that because like no one's really ever seeing that, but I also don't want you being like, what's that carpet under there, you know?
Oh, no. So. Oh, no.
Well, and I'll wear one sometimes, too, as a sweat barrier.
It is a good sweat barrier.
It's a good sweat barrier. Or, like you said, if you don't want to go, like, a lot of chest hair, but you want to unbutton a little bit, the undershirt has a place. I have some wife beaters. I used to be a big wife beater guy. I've kind of transitioned away from it. As
Did
I've
you
gotten...
clip that?
Yeah, there's two in this,
oh, for
in this
God's
segment already.
Sakes.
Oh, grow up, right?
Grow up!
Even though you're the one that said it first.
Grow up. You knew what I meant.
What an exciting time.
I still have some laying around, but I just didn't, I don't know. It was weird. When I saw it, I was like, oh, Buck's a wife beater.
And like I said, not an all the time thing. It's most yeah. shirts don't really require
Buck only occasionally.
Circumstantial.
Wife beaters.
I feel like the wife beater is. I view it a bit like the pit bull.
Do tell.
Well,
how do you mean?
Well, okay.
It's a.
This is only if it's a standalone item.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yes,
I think
let's be
not
fair.
That's your.
But to me, I didn't really know. Well, I guess I knew people wore them under their shirts.
That's yeah. the principal
yeah.
yes.
idea of
but
them.
But it's just, that's a foreign concept to me because...
That's what they're made to do.
The only way I would wear one is if I were ripped and vain. And then I would wear a
No,
wife
but
beater.
Again, if you, these are two entirely... We've stumbled into something. These are two entirely different archetypes.
Yeah.
Wearing the A undershirt is as they're actually called, or the wife beater. There's a reason why they're called wife beaters, even though they're called A shirts.
Right.
If you're wearing it as an undershirt, that's all it is. It's an undergarment. And sometimes it can kind of help. If you're a bigger guy, it can suck you in a little bit, right? Give you some shape.
Oh, dude, it's like Spanx.
You could do that.
See, did you say dude Spanx?
I don't think, yeah. I mean, uh-huh. I guess Spanx could be for dudes, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, why don't they have Spanx for dudes?
Maybe they do.
I bet you they do.
They probably do. Yeah. That seems like something that like Tommy
well,
John or
yeah, but the
Duluth
under,
Trading would
the
get into.
The undershirt can give you a little shape. It can keep everything tucked in, right? But... If you are wearing the wife beater or the A shirt as your outer garb.
As your top.
That is your top. You are leaving the house in a wife beater. One, you do have a pit bull, 100%. You probably have a car that has a different hubcap and or door or hood than the other part of
you
the
car. You may be late on your child support payment.
Yes. And look, there's a reason why they're called wife beater. If you show up to a domestic call as a police officer,
oh
you got like a
God.
75% chance the guy's wearing a wife beater. So it is a valid point when you say pit bull guy, same as wife beater guy. But you need the clarification. The wife beater stands alone.
If I just rolled in today with my little shorts and just a wife beater,
yes.
Now that's a different story.
By the way, if you did that, you would instantly become my hero.
I mean, I could take the shirt off in the break.
If you just want to do the rest of the show on the CW in, Buck, just in a wife beater.
Maybe the club hour.
Oh, God, it'd be phenomenal. But that's a whole different, like, I'll see it sometimes you walk into the gym and my man's wearing just a wife beater at the gym.
I did that in high school. I thought it was
and
pretty cool.
And you're like, whoa.
Well, I mean, there's a reason they call it a wife beater.
Yes.
You know.
It's a bold statement.
But I'm seeing, so I went to Spanx.com,
yeah.
The men's section.
Oh, there is a men's section.
There's a men's tab on their website.
Do they call them dude Spanx?
When you go in there is zero items in there.
Oh. Well, the new one now is, it's not Spanx or old news. It's the Kardashian gals got one called...
Skims?
Skims. Skims is the
Well,
new.
I see on Amazon, they've got men's tummy control underwear.
Oh, there you go.
Tummy control?
Yes, they're compression shorts, but it's got a part above the waist just, that you can pull
like
up.
Like pregnancy and, pants?
Kinda.
Oh, my God.
Tuck your
Well, I mean, look.
Don't act like you're not going to shop for those. $19.99.
Look,
what a great...
Say what you will.
What
like,
a great deal.
The gals, for all the talk of the gals being like there's way more pressure on them to look good, and that's a valid
that's
point.
That's very
they
true.
They also have way more tools. Like, they're allowed to wear wigs, hair pieces, Spanx, all kinds of stuff. If you're short, you wear high heels. Guys can't do that. Guys can't wear makeup to cover bad complexions. We can't wear hair pieces. We sure as hell can't wear Spanx. You imagine if your buddies found out you were wearing male Spanx? You'd never hear the end of it. But gals, you know, they, yes, there's more pressure, but there are more tools in the chest.
It's, and it's understood that you use them.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's called shapewear.
Men's shapewear.
It's a whole industry.
I don't think that's got to be, that can't be a men's.
Yeah.
Trump wears right lifts. Here. He's a lift guy.
Men's shapewear and girdles. There are men's girdles, dude. There are padded butt lift briefs.
Oh my God.
Look, if there's, I mean, if there's a business out there, mm-hmm. it is preying upon our
insecurities.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our vanity and our insecurities and our addictions.
Sure.
And our addictive behaviors.
Yes.
That's really, so, I mean, of course it stands. In other words, if you have to ask yourself, does this exist? Ask yourself those three questions. Does it prey on somebody's addictive natures?
Yeah.
Their insecurity or their vanity.
Yeah. Well,
chances are it exists.
No one, despite what Lizzo says, no one wakes up in the morning, looks in the mirror, and is like, "Oh my God, I love these roles." Like, yeah, no. So, yeah,
you do what you can.
You do what you can. Like, you within reason. I'm just not certain if a guy is wearing, what did you call it, shapewear?
Yeah, men's shapewear.
If a man is wearing shapewear, he is. I think he would rather. He would rather shoot himself in the leg than admit that he's wearing shapewear. Like, because we all know when women are wearing, like, if you're on a date with a gal and you put your arm around her, you're like, oh, boy, there's something doing some work in there. You can feel it. A guy can never, a guy can't go on a first date with a gal wearing shapewear for the fear of what happens if something turns.
Yeah, if you get lucky.
If you get lucky, now you
where's
have
that
to,
going?
You have to unzip. You can't.
Throw it out the window.
Yeah, you're seriously. You got to go into the bathroom and then roll that up and throw it out. You can't even throw it in the trash for fear of shit.
And then
find
in the morning, the toothpaste is coming out of the tube. It's like, bleh.
Then she's like, whoa.
Whoa. Like, wait, wait, wait. Was something holding that together?
Well, look, I think male or female, every one of us has had the experience where, whether it be in the morning or at some point in the evening, what was presented was not reality. We've all been there. You're like, whoa, what's happening here? As you said, like a can of biscuits when you break it open, right? And it just burst out. You're like, what the hell was that? You're like, boy, that was doing some work.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
So that's why I've never understood that. If you're on a first date, dude, you just, like, I get it.
Be
like
you.
Maybe an anniversary, then you suck everything in and you're like, hey, I'm going to look nice. But if it's the first date, you just got to present. You got to be like, look, this is what we're working with. I know it's not the best, but this is what you got. Can you live with it?
It would seem to me that that kind of thing would be very uncomfortable.
Oh, absolutely, you know? Right?
Like the women always say, pain is beauty.
Yeah.
Or beauty is pain, whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're like tucked into their Spanx. They're,
yeah, the high heels are awful, yeah, and they're crammed
their
in
plastic
there.
Plastic surgery's pulling their ears apart.
Well, have you ever
their
seen...
Their shoes are uncomfortable.
Have you ever seen, like, when you're out, right? If you've ever stayed out and closed on a bar or whatever, you know, it's like 2:15 in the morning and you're walking to your car, or maybe you're walking to get like a late night gyro or something. It is amazing to watch the transformation of the gals who went out at like 9:30 that night looking one way. And then you see them like, it's like in the Thriller video, like Michael Jackson did the clap and now they all turn into zombies. Like the tube top has been pulled up a little bit. They're all carrying their heels because they can't walk in them anymore. The makeup's a little smeared. Maybe you've been crying. The hair is tussled. Again, they've shoved a gyro down their pie hole. And it just, that look at the end of the evening is like, wow. Like that's... It's like God's flashlight shining upon all of your poor decisions that you've made throughout the course of the evening. That's not how you went out, but that's how you're going home.
Well, dress as you see fit.
Yeah.
And if you like a compression tank, I say go for it.
Someone said we need to get Schulte in a wife beater and his Mariner headband.
He
yes.
wears those, though. He wears wife beaters.
Schulte's a wife beater guy, too?
I think
but
so.
But not as a...
Not, yeah, no.
As
not,
a shape garment?
Yeah, I just think I... Maybe I'm...
Can we get Schulte some shapewear?
I think he'll be in later.
What would happen if you bought your buddy for his birthday?
Shapewear.
Some shapewear. Hey, Schultz, he was just thinking about you, buddy. Here's some shapewear. I mean, you borrow your wives. Hey, I'm going for a job interview. I got to look my best. I'm gonna borrow your shapewear.
If I find out that Schulte is not a wife beater guy,
yeah,
I'm gonna feel really bad. And the reason
you're saying that he is,
well, yeah, because I have no real basis for it. I think I'm just in my head
thinking
that he seems like the type, as opposed to having seen it.
I feel like
that's unfair.
That is unfair.
So
that's a.
Let's hope he wears wife beater, so I don't have to. Mm. You know,
I bet you. See,
I can feel better about myself.
If I had to bet on a fan wife beater guy, I'm gonna say Sprague.
Well, I think
that's accurate.
Again, there's another one where I think I've seen him with a
wife don't know
beater.
If he has. He just, see, Sprague is the skinny. He's skinny, he's in shape. I think Sprague, I could see Sprague being wife beater guy. Because skinny guy, I think, is more likely to be wife beater guy than maybe.
Well, you said you're wife beater guy.
Once in a while.
Buckley's wife beater guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
In your face.
Mine is an occasion. I got rid of most of mine. But yeah, there was a period where I was, I would say I was like a 5 out of 7 day. I was a wife beater undershirt guy.
What'd you do with your pit bull? Did you give him up?
Yeah, not my,
Boy, did you see that story in Seattle with the pit bull?
Not my favorite dog. No. Let me guess. It mauled somebody?
No, but it's not good, dude.
Oh. Well,
we'll do that story on In the News. Yeah.
As someone that has been bit by a family member's pit bull multiple times, including having my face ripped apart, and then that person refusing to get rid of the dog, let me state for the record, pit bulls can go right to hell.
Well, there's a woman in Seattle. I'll just give you the gist of it.
Yeah.
There's a woman in Seattle, 30-year-old woman,
mm-hmm.
who had a pit bull
yeah.
that she would not leash, and she would walk it.
Of course.
And it would attack all the other dogs.
Yeah.
And she would stand back and say, let him do his thing.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And then
I hope
she
that
said,
bitch is in prison.
Well, they did arrest her.
Good.
Not to spoil it for you.
Yeah.
But she then said, don't worry, he's not a pit bull, he's the chupacabra.
Oh, yeah, even better.
So we've got some mental illness perhaps sure. at play here.
Well, this is my problem I have with pit bull owner. They always tell me that the pit bull is misunderstood, and theirs is the sweetest one, and he, you know, he's misunderstood right up to the point where he's biting me, and then I'm going to the hospital to have my face stitched open. I've been told that so many stinking times, but I just, as you can tell, still a bit personal to me. Yeah, I take a little bit of offense to that one.
Well, if you were wearing a wife beater, the pit bull would not have attacked you because he would have thought you were his own.
Mutual sign
yes.
of respect.
That's right. They don't attack people with yeah. wife beaters.
The best part was right as it was ripping my, right about as it ripped into my face, I believe the exact words came out of someone's mouth. See, there's nothing to be afraid of. He's nice. Right until he ignored the treat in my hand and grabbed my face.
But you're not very bitter.
No, not at all. And then when you say, get rid of the effing dog, and they say, I don't want to make an emotional decision. Yeah, that's maybe just...
Why don't we get John on the horn? You guys can just hash it out right here on the air.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah? Put him on the hotline?
Nah, we're all right.
Yeah?
No, I've... that's we're okay with that one.
Yeah, sounds like everything's great.
Oh, well, I made my decision.
There's your opening seggy. Thank you.
We think.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, you may have missed it. It is Titillating Topic Tuesday.
Ooh, I love titillating topics.
Because we're going to start. So we're big on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We're going to start ramping it up on Tuesdays, too.
Wow. Do we have the energy? Do we have the emotional capital?
Only this week we do because we don't really have a Friday show except for 1 hour.
Oh, that's true.
Because we're going to go party.
But I'll tell you what, that 1 hour on Friday, you aren't ready.
You're not.
You're not ready for what I'm bringing to the table.
Oh, I'm not.
No.
What if you're not?
Oh, don't worry. I'll be up on it. I might do some enhancements.
You might need to wear a wife beater.
Wife beaters, some enhancements. You don't know. Buck, I might need to borrow one of yours.
All right. Let's take a break, okay?
Let's.
Tired of this crap. It says here NBA playoffs are almost set. Is that true?
Well, it starts tonight.
I don't think it does.
No, it does.
How do you mean?
Well, the play-in's not the playoffs. See,
no, but the,
right
but the
in
play-in
play
will
in
set the playoffs. That's play, how it's nearly set.
I know, but it's not Fully set.
But
did you just say it's nearly set?
Almost, didn't I?
We're getting into some, so we have 6 of 8 in each conference. It's almost set.
Some semantics, but yeah.
Well, my point is, it's not completely set.
No, but the play-in will go to set that.
Correct, but it won't end tonight.
Almost set.
God. My God.
Let's all go get some shapewear and feel better about ourselves.
I'm ordering it right now.
It'll take an edge off.
All right, we'll start with that next on the fan. Again,
there's a lot of those problems. It's out of context, damn it.
They're all you.
It's out of context.
That's what makes them great.
It's AI. Why are you going there? It's not. It's all AI. I never said any of those things.
Come on!
Exactly.
Well, the NBA playoffs are almost set.
Almost.
We've got some big play-in action tonight.
One of them I'm actually mildly intrigued by.
Are you?
Well,
let me see if I can guess which one. Magic Hawks.
Can't wait.
Trae Young, Paolo Banchero, catch the fever.
Jeez. Can I just say,
are you talking about the Warriors Grizzlies?
There may be nothing that is less interesting to me. That's not true. The WNBA. There's only one other thing that interests me less.
Always got to take shots at the WNBA. Unbelievable.
Caitlin Clark is white.
You're not only a criminal, you're sexist. Pig.
Then Eastern Conference basketball. Ugh. It gives me the ick.
Here's what we have. So it's looking to me like the Cavs are your first place team in the East.
You are correct, sir.
How about that? They await the winner of all this play-in bullsh.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Orlando the 7, Atlanta the 8. They play tonight.
And the winner of that will get Boston.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gets Boston.
I don't think you want to win tonight.
No.
I think you'd rather get the 8 seed and play Cleveland.
Yeah, but then you got a gun to your head. And yep. I think Miami has to make the playoff or make the actual playoffs. Otherwise, I think Miami loses their pick. So
Miami has incentive to make the playoffs?
I think Miami does have incentive.
Playoffs.
Well, I mean,
is that really a thing where some teams don't even want to get in? And they're in the play-in?
I guess Chicago, towards the end, Chicago is making that they wanted to get in, but I mean...
A couple years ago, the Mavericks got in trouble because they tanked the last couple games of the regular season when the play-in was... Like, they were two games back, and they lost the last four on purpose.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that if you're Miami, Chicago, Atlanta, like, where are you going? And honestly, well, wait till next year when Portland's in this situation where we're like, oh, can we get to 42 wins and get the 9 seed? Yeah, it's the same sort of thing, but...
It's actually pretty neat.
I mean, the idea that you get in, I guess when Miami had playoff Jimmy, I mean, they did something, but you're playing Cleveland and Boston, dude, good luck. You're doing is extending your misery and giving yourself a couple home games.
I was going to say, that right there is worth it. You get a couple, get some revenue out of the deal.
Yeah,
I mean, not worth it to players, but, or maybe it is worth it to players. I don't know.
I think they said each playoff game is worth something. It's like $3.5 to $5 million.
The team president will like that.
Absolutely. Helps the bottom line a little bit.
Miami and Chicago, that's the 9-10. And then the winner of that plays the loser of Orlando, Atlanta. And then the winner of that plays Cleveland.
Yes.
Which is, I don't know. Kind of stupid, but that's the way they do it now. Pacers are the 4, the Bucks are the 5. They're saying Damian Lillard will not play, but
yeah, I was,
could be cleared soon.
Yeah, I was surprised by this because normally, like the blood clot thing, you're done. I mean, and like you can be done for a long time, but they're saying that the blood clot is progressing. His basketball activities are ramping up, so I'm guessing they've either got him off the blood thinners, or they're about to get him off the blood thinners. And they said that if they progress in the playoffs, there is a chance that he plays. And look, I don't think Milwaukee's doing anything, but you know, if you get Damian Lillard back, I mean, speaking of a team that you don't really want to see, I don't want to play Giannis. I don't want to play Dame in the playoffs. I mean, that's just what, if either one of those guys, you know, decides to go, all nuky on you, yeah, you could, That's problematic.
3 seed is the Knicks. They will play the Pistons. How about that? Detroit's in the playoffs.
Yeah, for the first time in forever.
And then Boston awaits the winner of Orlando, Atlanta.
Yeah, Boston was kind of a, or Boston, Detroit was kind of a fun story this year.
Now the West is actually pretty good.
Yes.
Oklahoma City, the 1, they await the winner of the 9-8. So that's Warriors, Grizzlies loser versus Mavs, Kings winner.
Yeah, it's just Lambda slaughter, whatever.
4-5, Nuggies, Clippies. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Very tasty.
That's juicy.
Well, I think 4-5 and 3-6 are both very interesting.
And then 3-6 is Lakers, T-Wolves.
Yep.
And the Rockets await the winner of Warriors, Grizzlies.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're Golden State...
You want this one tonight, Dad.
I know you didn't want to be in the play-in, and you were fighting to not get in the play-in. But if you're Golden State and you ended up at 6, and you had to play the Lakers... I'm not so certain that I know it's the extra game and that stinks. And if you lose it now, all bets are off because you're playing a 1 for your life. But they're like 7.5, 8-point favorites. They should take care of Memphis tonight. And if they do, I'll tell you, that is a, I would much rather play Houston. Houston reminds me very much of the when Memphis was the two seed those 2 years. It's a good young team, not a lot of stars, but they play hard. But there's some real question about what Houston is in the long run. And if I'm Golden State, I like my chances against Houston.
Yeah, and if you slip to 8 and have to play the Thunder, you do not want that.
You don't want
so
that.
Like you're actually kind of in the catbird seat as far as matchups are concerned. They got to get this one.
Yeah.
Who will go further, Warriors or Lakers?
Who do the Lakers draw? They get the T-Wolves?
The Lakers got the T-Wolves. I'll take Golden State because I think Golden State's going to beat Houston. And I think L.A.
Then they would play each other.
I think they'll play each other.
They'll play
That's
each
what
other.
I think happens.
And then at that point, I mean...
You got the Warriors?
A lot of it just depends on what you get out of... How much does LeBron have in the tank? And do we also know the playoff schedule? Are they doing the fun we get 9 days off?
Oh, I'm sure they'll drag the thing out as long as they possibly can.
The longer they drag that thing off, the more I think that helps.
Especially for LeBron games.
That helps LeBron, and it helps Luka, who's probably not in the best shape in the world. So... I don't know. I mean, I just think that's a hell of a series. You give me L.A. and Golden State one final push with Oklahoma City probably waiting on the other side in a conference final. Let's go. Just fast forward to that.
Sign me up now.
Who goes further, Celtics or Thunder?
I think they're going to meet in the finals.
I do too.
So,
isn't that what everyone thinks there?
I think so, which probably means it won't happen. But the
NBA is pretty predictable.
Yeah.
As sports playoffs go. They're the most predictable.
Well,
because they play 7-game series and they, you know, it's all about the star players.
And Oklahoma City's got, I mean, look, there's no team with a brighter future than Oklahoma City. But they have an owner that doesn't have a lot of money, that supposedly there's some talk that he's not going to pull a Golden State and pay a bunch of money to keep everything together. And the Thunder are going to be expensive here in a few years when they have to with the new salary aprons and all that, and the guys on their own team that they drafted eligible for big extensions. I think there is some urgency for Oklahoma City to win and win now. It's almost like when you're in the NFL and you're on those rookie contracts. I'm just not certain that Oklahoma City is going to keep the window open. Say what you will about Golden State and you know, we're smarter than everyone else. The one thing that guy did, old Jacob, is he kept that window open.
Yeah, he ponied up.
He put his money where
is Lacob?
Joe Lacob.
Yeah, Joe Lacob.
Yeah.
He put his money where his mouth was, and he kept that thing open and continues to do it. And I'm not, people are saying that they're not so certain that Schultz, the Starbucks guy, who has money, but he is not. This isn't like, you know, I got $9 billion, that he may not be willing to do that. And we've seen Oklahoma City sell off parts, remember, and no different ownership.
Schultz is the Oklahoma City owner?
Yeah. Or no, he sold it to, I'm sorry, he sold it to Clay Bennett.
Yeah. So what are you talking about? The new owners at Oklahoma City?
The new Oklahoma City is not, they are not the wealthiest owners in the league.
And Clay Bennett's still the owner? Yeah.
What?
Is Clay Bennett still the owner?
Yes.
Okay.
He's still the owner.
Okay. Confused me there.
So just, it's a small market team.
I'm scared.
And here, right here, Clay Bennett, chairman, he has a net worth of $590 million.
Mm.
He is one of the poor.
He's like Mark Davis.
Yes. And he is.
Poor guy.
There is an idea in Oklahoma City that they are not going to spend to keep this together. So their best opportunity to win, there's this idea that, oh, you know, they, for 10 years, the sky is wide open for them. And I know they have more draft picks and they can kind of turn over the roster a little bit, but this version may not have a 5 or 6 year window because they got some dudes on there that you're going to have to pay. And homegrown talent in this new structure, especially when you get into the Supermax deals like Shea is going to get because he's going to win an MVP. You know, some of these guys on these extensions, some of these guys are going to be making 80, 90 plus million dollars a year.
What if their new model, they've been laying it out the whole time, and it is get 55 draft picks
and just keep turning over
and draft a championship team with each set of them. How about that?
Well, I mean,
and then this one they'll just trade them away, get more draft picks for years 2039 and 2040. And then because don't they have like 500 draft picks still?
They have a lot of draft picks,
so they can draft a whole other team,
and
win another championship.
And they really haven't made big swinges with the assets they have to go acquire.
Not yet.
Veteran guys.
But
they've just kind of kept this youth movement going.
And oh, by the way, Oklahoma City is a small market. Just want to point that out.
Yeah. So.
It can be done.
Yeah. Yeah. They came close last time, but remember, they couldn't keep Harden, Westbrook, and
no, I just mean like
yes, you can do
it. You know,
well, I remember years ago when Portland picks. Was kind of when they made their run to the conference final. I remember on the show we asked the question, who would you rather have, Portland or Oklahoma City? And people were like, oh, you take Portland, they have Damon. I remember you specifically saying, dude, I will take Oklahoma City all day long. Fast forward a few years, and Portland is the Israelites wandering through the desert. And we got Oklahoma City up there living high and on the hog in the Pharaoh.
So now it's a no-brainer, but here's a better question now. Would you rather have Portland now or just Oklahoma City's draft picks?
Oh, I'd have to take a look.
I'll take Oklahoma City's draft picks. I'll stay.
Problem is Oklahoma City's picking at the back end of the draft now.
Well, I'll take Oklahoma City's draft picks.
I don't know about that. But.
All right, so coming up next, let's carry this over. I got a couple other playoff questions. I think the Lakers are a pretty interesting case study, so we'll get to that next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, the Lakers, they're kind of an interesting case study because we always say the NBA playoffs are all about stars, mm-hmm. right? Well, they have the stars, but they don't seem all that well built as a unit, whereas Houston and Cleveland are two, you know, more, they're just team-oriented, right? They're fewer stars. I mean, I know Donovan Mitchell's a star, but come on, that doesn't compare to LeBron and Luka.
I think the big one is, you know, L.A. tried to address it at the trade deadline, and it didn't work out because of the health issue with the guy they got from Charlotte. But if you didn't have Jackson Hayes and Dorian Finney-Smith, I think you would feel a little better about that. I think when you look at Luka, Reeves, Rui, and LeBron, I think you're happy with that. The depth of it, though, isn't there. So I think it's more of the idea of You have a hole in the middle, and where's your bench come from?
Yeah,
but it's
that's not a well built team.
It's not, but you have stars.
You have the stars. So that's what I'm saying, is I think that how far the Lakers go will be telling, because you know everybody seems to want to keep saying for some reason that the new NBA is going to be less star driven, more team oriented.
Yeah.
And I mean. Unless the nature of basketball, the actual sport, changes, I don't know how they think that's,
yeah,
you know, how they, like, are you betting on Cleveland over LA? Are you betting on Houston over, I don't know, say Golden State?
No.
Well, there you go.
I'll take Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. I'll take LeBron and Luka. Oklahoma City is a nice combination because
they're both, and that's where you get championship teams.
Yes, like, and Boston. And Boston has that. Yeah. I mean, Boston is kind of ridiculous when you
have Celtics of the Bulls.
You have Tatum, Brown, you have Porzingis, you have Drew Holiday. And by the way, you have the NBA Sixth Man of the Year coming off the. I mean, Boston's got it all. It's just a matter of
Derek White was an Olympian too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you forget about that. Derek White.
They're so deep.
For God's sake.
Well, that's why they won it.
They won it. And you just got to imagine this year that the idea is that they've just been sleepwalking and don't really care. Wake me when you get to the playoffs. And even though Cleveland is, you know, three games better than them, I don't know many people that think that Cleveland is going to beat Boston. And then we'll find out, does someone in the West have enough to knock them off?
Knock who? Oh, you mean Boston. Oklahoma City? Boston's... Yeah. Oh, you mean in the finals.
Yeah, in the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
I think most people have Boston penciled through. The West is...
I'm just pointing out that I think the Lakers are a very interesting test of this idea that it's not always just about stars. Mm-hmm. Well, if the Lakers are in the finals, guess what that tells you?
Stars.
Yes, it is. Because LeBron's a badass, and last I checked, Luka's a top three or four player in the league.
Well, you can make the argument. You could say the same thing. If L.A., Denver... Clippers, Golden State, if any of them end up making a run, those are not complete teams, but Denver has the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Golden State has, I mean, three, but really, I mean, Draymond at this point is career. I don't know if he's a star, but you've got...
He's a star on defense, not offensively.
You've got one of the great playoff performers of all time in Jimmy Butler that we've seen take lesser talent. Oh, by the way, you have this guy by the name of Steph Curry. And the Clippers... I mean, kind of people forget about the Clippers sitting there, but
they're good.
Last time I checked, they just got done beating Golden State in a game that mattered.
When will Kawhi get hurt?
Exactly.
Tomorrow?
But you have Kawhi and you have James Harden.
Or Sunday. Because, come on. Yeah. I mean, and you can see why nobody trusts him, but yes, you should not.
Don't.
We shouldn't overlook them. What about the Bucks?
Yeah.
And what about the Bucks?
It's a matter of if Dame comes back from the blood clot.
Well, they weren't that good with him.
No, they weren't.
Giannis won a title without Dame.
Yes.
I like how we're just now, they have to have Dame or they won't go anywhere. They have Giannis!
I just think when you, no offense to the rest of that lineup, they need a healthy Dame. If Dame is healthy, Milwaukee is a dangerous team. Without Dame...
You know who I'm betting on?
They're not doing
so. You know who I'm betting on, bro?
What?
Pacers, bro. All Pacers, all day.
Yeah. Well, that would be the definition of a bunch of solid players.
Wait, is he still there?
Yeah, I think Pritchard's still there.
You want to talk about a guy who builds a team.
Does build a team.
Well, he almost built a championship team here in Portland.
Well,
a team that looked like a championship team on paper.
Yeah. I still contend it would have been very, very interesting to see what would have happened had all three of those guys could have stayed healthy and only one of them did. Brandon Roy was so stinking good. We just don't give him enough credit. And then Oden, you know, I forget what the record is, but when those three guys played together,
they played 82 games. I think they played a full season together, not in one season.
But
they played a total. Somehow I think that it came out to where they ended up only playing 82 games together and they won like 61 of them or something.
Yeah. And it was just
that's with Oden, Aldridge, and Roy together on the court.
Yeah. You came close.
I'm going to look that up.
And then Lillard came and you did nothing.
They got to the West Finals.
Buddy stuff.
You put nothing around him, and I mean
Siege. Nothing. Siege. Al Farouk Aminu.
That's just my big
Chief. Alan Crabb. Chief. How about what's his nuts? Myers Leonard. Zach Collins. Come on, dude.
That is just my greatest fear that we're just going to sit here and be like, well, it worked so well the first time around with Dame. Let's do it with these guys. Instead of Dame, you have Denny.
I don't like your attitude. 51-25. Let's see. Nope, that's not it.
Nope.
That's not it. Nope. Never mind.
Nope. bloop, 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 bloop. Anybody?
I thought I had that off the top of my head, but maybe I don't.
I know their record when they played.
They played 62 games.
62 games.
And they were 50-12. Aldridge, Rory, and Odin when they played together.
So close.
Yet so far away.
You were what, three knees away? Because I think both of Brandon's knees went and then one of Greg's. So
can you put them in the play-in tournament right now?
I don't think so. Damn it. I think two of them can't walk.
Yeah, I was just thinking that before I said that. I was like, oh.
I was in Vegas a number of years ago, and we were at the Wynn, and Odin was there, and it reminded me of when I met Bill Walton. There is that walk is not a confident walk. It's more of a kind of a
an amble,
like a little back, like ah.
They knew that back in. What year was that? I don't even remember what year.
Long time ago.
They knew that back then.
Yeah. Who needed that Kevin Durant guy?
Remember?
Hey, it turned out Kevin Durant's a real killer.
Pritchard said, and I remember this was, he was in studio with us, and he said, we think Kevin Durant is going to win multiple NBA scoring titles.
Yes.
But this other guy,
yeah.
Greg Oden, the upside.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what he said after that, but.
Yeah, he said that he was going to lead him to titles. You know, they had played in the NCAA title game, and the idea was you already had Roy and you had Aldridge.
So but he admitted that they knew Kevin Durant was going to be awesome.
Yes.
He was just like, even with the medicals, it's too good to pass up Greg Oden.
Yeah, he had like one foot that was long, or one leg that was longer than the other, so they tried to put orthopedics in him, and it just, you know.
How did we get on that?
Didn't work out.
Hey, today was season ticket renewal day, or pick your seat day, I mean.
For the Blazers?
Yeah, bro.
Are they jacking up those
prices?
Did
you pick your seats?
No, I did not pick my seats. I'm going to jack up with 14 games.
I'm going to get close to the action next year.
I do know they made them more expensive. The BTJ's company has a suite, and they were balking at the price.
Yeah, well, hey, but you didn't hear the press conference the other day?
Oh, man, sky's the limit.
It's actually pretty neat.
Yeah, hell yeah,
it's
man.
Actually pretty neat. They're going places.
Yeah, so let's pay more.
So let's charge more.
Jack up those prices.
You're a loser.
Hey, that happens.
All right, who you got? Who you got? NBA playoffs right now. Who wins the NBA title?
I've said it all along, and people think I'm crazy, but I'm taking Oklahoma City.
Why do people think that's crazy?
Because everyone assumes that Oklahoma City is too young and that they bowed out in the second round last year. I don't see... They play such good defense. They have an MVP guy. I think Oklahoma City. But, you know, I may just be in contrarian there. Boston. The smart money is on Boston, but I've been saying Oklahoma City all year.
They're not
year.
The favorite.
Oklahoma City is?
Yeah, Oklahoma City's the favorite, not Boston.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means the smart money's on
Then that's Oklahoma not City being good. Changed my mind then, Boston.
You're an idiot. Who do you want, Buck?
Who do you like? I would have predicted Boston over OKC. I think Boston repeats.
If somebody's not named the Thunder or the Celtics in the finals, who is it? That's the real question. Because everybody thinks Celtics Thunder. So.
Yeah.
And I get
it. I'll tell you, I do think that LA and Golden State have a chance.
I think either of those teams have a chance.
I don't think Denver, I don't think the Clippers. I'll flip. If it's not Oklahoma City in the West, I think it's going to be the Lakers or Golden State. And to be honest with you, I'd be fine with either one. I think it'd be really cool to see LeBron or Steph get another crack at this. Because, look, the clock is ticking on that.
Me too.
To see one of those guys, because Steph, that would be...
That'd be his fifth.
Fifth. And LeBron, that would be six,
I think that's right.
I think he's got five already. And he gets to six. And Jordan's already at six.
Hey, that's what the league wants.
That's what the league wants.
That's right.
Watch those calls. Watch those whistles. All right, so... Well, pick one. Warriors or Lakers?
Give me the Warriors.
Okay. And you're going...
Just because I like Steph better than I do LeBron.
If a team is not named the Thunder...
I would actually... If the Warriors and Lakers play, which I think they will, I think the Lakers win that series.
So you're going Lakers?
I'm going Lakers.
Look at you having no...
But I also got to... I feel like Denver still has all the pieces to do this, but they're just in turmoil having fired everybody, so I don't...
You can make a case for a lot of teams in the West.
I could see Jokic putting everybody on his back and saying, let's go.
I don't know. I think there's going to be some good storylines.
I've got the Pacers. Pacers in five.
You and Halliburton. Let's ride.
All right. Green Siakam. Jacket facts coming up next on The Fan. Well, yeah, I saw this today on the tweets. Mm-hmm. Jake Wolf is this guy's name. And he had this. He said, in honor of Rory's green jacket, here is a few fun facts about one of the rarest and hardest to come by pieces of tailoring in the world.
So it's not just like, you know, send that out to Macy's to get it done.
Well, you could probably make a replica green jacket if you wanted.
How nice is that? Like, I want to know.
But why would
someone
do that?
If you felt that jacket, were you like, oh my God? Or if you put it on and you're like,
yeah, see, I think the latter. I think you put it on and you're like,
feels like a blazer.
Kind of cheap.
You know, because if you've ever tried on like a really, really nice sport coat, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, but I'm guessing this isn't that.
It's probably the exact same material they've been using for 70 years or whatever.
Well, actually, it's 60 years, Buckley, but close. Actually,
that's why I said, or whatever. That's my qualifier.
59 years. The jacket is made by Hamilton Tailoring Company in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Look at American made.
American made.
No tariffs on that, son of a bitch.
The jacket worn by champions after winning the Masters is not the custom one made for them. It is simply a jacket one of the members owns that is deemed most likely to fit the champion.
Oh, so you just give them your rough size.
Yeah, because they don't know who's going to win. They're not going to make a jacket for freaking, you know.
I just assume they had some... I just assume they had a series like maybe 10 of the different sizes and they just would do it that way.
They're like, Højgaard, you ain't winning this tournament. We ain't making you a jacket.
Fat ass. Now, what happens if a big fat ass wins it?
Well, and Lowry.
There's not a fatty member.
Well, there probably is a fatty member, although
there's
I will say.
There's a fatty member.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. But I will say, all those guys that are in green jackets, when I was there at least, they all look exactly alike.
Yeah, they're all like
they're
old,
all
skinny
tall,
guys.
Skinny, white, old men.
What if my big ass won the Masters? Are they going to have like a... Like a 56 long?
I don't know. Maybe you have to go into John Rahm's locker or something.
Vijay Singh's, maybe?
Yeah.
The big Fijian.
Try that thing on. Do you know whose jacket? And it's probably cool if you're a member, if they use your jacket. That's probably a cool honor.
Yeah.
By the way, I can get one right here on floridajacket.com. Cost me 80 bucks.
Yeah, does it have the actual Masters patch on it?
Yeah.
On the pocket?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dare you to wear that around. You want? I mean, like, why would somebody even wear that?
I don't know. That's like the douchiest. You know? That's the douchiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's like when someone wears like a Navy SEAL hat, and you're like, wait, are you a Navy SEAL? No. Well, you probably shouldn't be wearing that. You didn't earn that.
The champion is fit after the tournament for their own jacket, and they're permitted to wear it outside of Augusta National for 1 year. Did you know that?
And I thought you had to keep it at. You're not allowed to take it home, but for 1 year,
that's after the 1 year.
After the year. Yeah, so once it's been a year, you have to take the jacket and you have to take it back to the club.
You know you're doing that with just the jacket on that first
And
night,
if you
right?
think about it, think about all the gas with the private jet, and you got to get it all the way over there. It's like,
By the way, can I say that's dumb? Why should that jacket just sit in a locker room where you're not able to wear it? If you want to wear that thing every day for the rest of your life, why not? Because why does that have to go back there?
That's the way they want it,
and
Buck.
Sit there. It's dumb.
I mean, it's like the Stanley Cup, Buck. You get the Stanley Cup for one
day.
Well,
but other people's names are going on that cup. Like, nobody else is... That's not going to be someone else's jacket.
Well, isn't Buck thinking that he's better than Augusta National?
Well, I think if I wanted Augusta National, I'm not giving that thing back.
You are. You're not coming
back.
Yeah,
you ain't playing that tournament
You
again.
Really think that... You just think that Augusta's going to bend to your will?
Someone needs to take a stand. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't worry about it.
Other fun facts about the jacket. Three have been auctioned off, one for over $600,000, but the company selling them got sued by the club.
Hmm. I did see once that Arnold Palmer's jacket was stolen, and they sold that, but the FBI got involved.
Wait, how do you steal that?
Someone stole Arnold Palmer's jacket, and I'll look it up here, but it sold for like a couple million bucks, but... Here's the problem. When you sell Arnold Palmer's jacket, you know where it came from. And like the FBI jumped on it. And I think they nabbed the guy. Yeah, $3.6 million. And then the FBI swarmed him during the planned handoff.
Oh, so they knew that.
They knew.
I mean, that's like stolen art or anything like that. Like something significant like that. Where are you ever going to sell it without getting caught?
Yeah, right. Yeah, here it is. But at the time, theirs was made by Hart. Who makes these jackets? You said
Hamilton in Cincinnati.
This is Hart, Schaffner, and Marks used to make it. And look how cheesy the Arnold Palmer stitching is. I mean, this was obviously back in the day.
That almost looks handwritten.
But yeah, U.S. Attorney's Office has said that a man indicted Tuesday for transporting Masters merchandise and memorabilia that was known to be stolen from Augusta National Golf Club. So yeah, when the guy was putting up for bid, they knew what it was, and they contacted and they went through with the sell. And then when they went to the handoff, they were there and nabbed him.
And our last little fun fact here, courtesy of Jake Wolf, is that Billy Casper, did you know this about Billy Casper?
No.
He won the tournament in 1970. Mm-hmm. He has been buried in his green jacket.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I would look.
Yeah.
Guess he didn't have to give it back then, did he?
If I was the master, you son of a bitch. If I was the master champion, wouldn't you want to be buried in the jacket? Because you can't.
I think I want it passed down to my.
But they won't let you. It has to stay at the club.
Well, they let him. They let him. I mean, it's on his corpse.
But it's buried. They will not. They will not let one. You cannot give that to your kids so that he can have it out.
Okay, well then.
So
maybe,
either he gets it dead or nobody gets
maybe
it.
Maybe I take a fake one and put it on him. Like I swap the jacket right before he's buried.
Yeah.
And then I take the real one and I keep it in the family.
Mm. Said this was that story that I was looking this up on Arnold Palmer. It said in 1994, a golfer came across a jacket with a price tag of $5 in a Toronto thrift store. It turned out it was an authentic green jacket. While the original owner's name cut out of the jacket, still other tagging allowed experts to date it back to the early 1950s. Making it among the earliest in existence. While it was not a champion's coat, it did belong to an Augusta member. Augusta National confirmed the jacket's authenticity, but refused to answer questions about the identity of the original owner. And it did, it was, as of right now, it's the only one that has known to go to auction. And it sold, unknown whose it was, from the 1950s, it sold for $139,000. And it was a $5 thrift store find in Toronto.
Wow.
Only one, 42 regular. And it's the only known jacket to have actually been legally sold out on the open market. So I'm guessing that's why they can't let a family member have it, because then once it's out,
yeah,
their whole thing is these jackets, you do not get your hands on one.
Yeah, Buck. You got to bring it back.
But if you're buried in it, I'm guessing that the Augusta's fine with that. Although I bet you there's someone from Augusta watching your ass go in the ground.
It's probably someone's entire job to do jacket inventory.
Yes.
He's buried at Evergreen Cemetery in Springville, which is in...
Not Augusta, Georgia. Not the clubhouse.
I think it's in California.
Think we can do a little grave robbing? Get that jacket?
You think there's like a master's guard there standing over his tomb?
Well, look.
The tomb of the unknown
soldier.
The
changing of the guards.
If an unknown jacket sold for 139 grand, if we can sell a champion's jacket.
Let's go get Billy's jacket.
Dude, I think we're getting $1 million.
You going to peel that thing off of his shoulders?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he was embalmed, so it's probably all right. Got a nice casket sealed it in. It's probably not that bad. I like where we're going with this.
I bet it's not in great shape.
I wonder what.
I don't know.
It's a good question. What kind of shape it's in?
Couldn't tell you.
Probably smelly.
I've never dug up a dead body before, but you know. Again, I'm sure AI can. What is the Gronk or whatever? Ask Gronk.
Gronk.
What's the condition?
Gronk. What are you talking?
It's Grok.
Grok.
yeah.
Grok. What's the condition of Gronk? Grok.
We should ask Gronk things.
We
instead
should
of
ask Gronk.
Who's Grok?
Grok is is Elon's AI bot that is attached to Twitter. There is a tab on Twitter that just says Grok, and that's where you enter all your AI questions.
Oh.
Yeah. But I like Gronk better.
I think it'd be funner if it was Gronk.
I agree.
And then it's his voice. Bro.
All right. Hot green jacket facts for you today here on the show. Coming up next, you do know that it's the beginning of killing season. Did you know that? Do you know what that means?
What are we killing?
Well, people.
Oh. The purge is on?
Not that that's funny.
Wait, would you purge?
What do you mean? Would I kill someone?
You've never seen The Purge?
No. What does that mean?
There's a whole set of movies. There's like five of them. And the idea is in the future, in order to curb violence throughout the year, one night of the year in the United States, it's The Purge, where there are no rules. So if you've been wanting to kill someone or do some harm or whatever, you got 24 hours. The sun goes down, you got 24 hours, Thunderdome. So everyone either holds up in heavily fortified houses or you go out and you purge. You go out and it's like Halloween, but instead of trick-or-treating, you kill everybody.
Yeah, no purging here. Then take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. No, it's the middle of April, and it's bizarre. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.